Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. And today, I'm doing a show, as you can probably tell. So my show today is a theme. I'm running out of themes. I made like five different potential shows. This is the best one I think I made. Anyway, so this is Will Goes to College 2.0. The first one last semester. Obviously, the title being taken from the classic Descendants album, Milo Goes to College. It's just songs that have to do with college, or, well, not all of them even have to do with college. Some I just want to play. Like this first track, which is going to be Bring the Noise by Public Enemy and Anthrax. Anyway, so. Yeah, here we go. Public Enemy and Anthrax, Bring the Noise. Because college is noisy, I guess. I don't know.
Bass, how low can you go? Death row, what a brother know. Once again, back is the incredible rhyme animal, the uncannibal D. Public Enemy number one. And I got numb. Can I tell them never really never had a gun? But it's the wax with the Terminator X-Bun. Got it, got me in a cell, cause my records they sell. Cause a brother like me said, well, found a couple problems and I think you wanna listen to what it can say to you. What you ought to do is follow for now. How all the people say, make a miracle. D. I'm the lyrical. Black is back, all in, we're gonna win. Check it out.
Yeah, y'all, come on.
Here we go again. The brother is madder than mad at the fact it's corrupt like a senator. Soul on the road, but you treat it like soap on the rope. Cause the beats and the lines are so dope. Listen for lessons I'm saying inside music that the critics are all blasting before. They'll never care for the brothers and sisters why across the country has a soap for the war. We got to demonstrate.
Come on
now, they're gonna have to wait
till we get it right.
Radio stations are questioning blackness. They call us a black, but we'll see if the greatness.
Turn it up! Bring the noise!
The crowd runs to me, my DJ is warm. Next, I call him Norm, you know. He can cut a record from side to side. So with the ride, the glide, to be much safer than a suicide. Soul control beat is the father of your rock and roll. Music for what, for which, and you call a bad man. Making a music, I'm using, but you can't do it, you know. You call demo,
but we ride demos too.
What you gonna do? Rap is not afraid of you. Beat is for Sonny Bono.
Beat is for your water.
Run DMC, for say the DJ could be a bad. Stand on his own feet, get you on your seat. Beat is for Eric B and LL as well, hell.
Wax is for Anthrax,
still like your rock bell. Ever forever, universal and will sell. Time for me to exit, Terminator X.
Hear the drummer get wicked.
That was Bring the Noise from Anthrax and Public Enemy. Bring the Noise was originally a song by Public Enemy, and they re-recorded it with Anthrax, who are a thrash metal band. I don't know. I like that version better, personally. Anyway, up next we have What is Hip by Tower of Power, because people are sheep. They just try to do what is hip. I don't know. I'm really trying here. Anyway, so here we go. What is Hip by Tower of Power.
Exactly sure what's hip.
That was What Is Hip from Tower of Power. Yeah, that's a jam, man. Yeah, horns on that song are great. The guitar is great. It's a great song. Anyway, up next we have The View from the Afternoon by Arctic Monkeys, off their debut album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, came out in 2006. It's pretty good song, pretty good album. Basically, it just describes people who make bad decisions or expect too much from life. Or just listen to the song. I'm just going to play this song. Here we go. That was The View from the Afternoon by Arctic Monkeys. It contains a hilariously dated reference to opening voicemails. Anyway, up next we have 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. I don't know how I feel about playing this song. It's a good song. It's kind of like, I don't know, stereotypical, I guess. But anyway, it's still a pretty good song. it accurately describes, you know, the privilege of I don't know, like upper middle class children, partially including myself, I guess. Anyway, that's a lot of people who go to college, especially who go to college here. A lot of white people. Anyway, here we go. 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. That was 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion. It contains perhaps the most well-written line of all time. It's going, yeah, 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 oh yeah. You know, what great songwriting. Anyway, up next we have a song from The Cure called Jumping Someone Else's Train. It's basically people trying to copy other people. That's what I take from it. It's a bunch of sheep. And, you know, there are a lot of sheep in the world. Anyway, here we go. Jumping Someone Else's Train by The Cure.
doctor, you'll be out of style. It's always the same, you jump in someone else's train.
That was Jump in Someone Else's Train from The Cure. Up next, I have a song that some of my audience might not like as much. I don't know. I like Dead Kennedys. I know some of my audience doesn't, but anyway. So this is off their album, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, released in 1980. The song's called Your Emotions. Basically, it's about people who, it's about the dichotomy between showing emotion and being boring. So some people show no emotion and are therefore boring, but at the same time you're told not to show emotion. And this creates a culture of emotionless people. Anyway, here we go. Your Emotions by Dead Kennedys.
Your mama told you this and your dad told you that. Always in the news and never do that. You're in some people feels the world says that. Which are really usually you just a copycat. Your school told you this and your church told you that. Memorize this and don't you dare look at that. Narrow rules seem to just think they're yours. Just as never going to mimic king of the boys. You're so boring, boring, boring. Always take machine recording. You're so boring, boring, boring. I've heard all this before. The land of the world's best from anywhere. But she's partial, got his face everywhere. Frank said he became a monster just like you. His car's only showing someone talks to you. You're so boring, boring, boring. Always the machine recording. You're so boring, boring, boring. I've heard all this before. Heard all this before. Heard all this before. Your emotions make you a monster. Your emotions make you a monster. Your emotions make you a monster. Your emotions make you a monster.
That was Your Emotions from Dead Kennedys. The song's only a minute and 20 seconds, so that's pretty cool, I guess. I mean, the whole album consists of 14 songs, and it's only 33 minutes long, so I can't really do math, but the average song time is like 2 minutes. If you take out the outlier that is Holiday in Cambodia at 4 minutes 38 seconds, which is more than a minute and 30 seconds longer than any other song on the album. So, yeah, the average song time is around 2 minutes. Anyway, up next we have this is a throwback for me at least. It's The Pros and Cons of Breathing. by Fall Out Boy off their debut album, Take This to Your Grave. Came out in 2003. Yeah, this is maybe my favorite Fall Out Boy album. Who knows? Anyway, I haven't... Fall Out Boy, I used to really like, and I still like a lot of their music. Some of their music is less likable than other parts of it. But anyway, I'm not here to discuss that. I'm here to play music. Here we go. The Pros and Cons of Breathing by Fall Out Boy. Sorry about that. Yeah, I haven't had that problem in a while, where I was not able to stop the song before the next one came on. Anyway, that was The Pros and Cons of Breathing by Fall Out Boy. And then you got a preview into Victim of Me by Descendants. Actually, they released an album last year, Hypercaffeine Spazinate. It was okay. It wasn't great. But this was the single off that album. Yeah, it was okay. Descendants are a band from the early 80s. If anyone's ever listened to a pop punk band, Descendants were the first pop punk band. So Fall Out Boy, basically every pop punk band owes a debt of gratitude to Descendants. Anyway, up next is Victim of Me by Descendants. It's a song about not knowing what to do with your life and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's a pretty common theme of among college students, at least. Anyway, here we go. Victim of Me. That was Descendants with Victim of Me. Up next, we have a song from Green Day, actually, a band that I don't really play that often on this show, I've realized. Even though when I was a kid, especially like growing up, they were probably my favorite band. They were my favorite band. I should rephrase that. I should be specific. They were my favorite band, and Nimrod was my favorite Green Day album. This song is off Nimrod. It's called Reject. I don't know if I really have to explain to you what it's about, because, I mean, it's called Reject. Anyway, here we go. Green Day, Reject, off their 1990, I want to say it's 1997, but I think it's 98. No, it was 97, ugh, their 1997 album, Nimrod. So here we go. That was Green Day with Reject, and yes, I know the lyricism in that song is a little rudimentary, a little stereotypical, but I don't know. I still like it. It's still a good song. Anyway, up next, I think some leaves just like hit the radio station windows or something. There's a weird sound behind me. Anyway, up next we have Career Opportunities from The Clash off their 1977 debut, their self-titled debut album, The Clash. Career Opportunities. I don't really have to explain these to you. I'm pretty sure my listeners are smart enough to figure out what these songs are about. Anyway, if you're not, it's about not being able to find a suitable job or a job that's enjoyable. Anyway, my show's called Radio Clash, so obviously you have to expect I'm going to play The Clash sometimes. Here we go. Career Opportunities.
Never not. Every job they offer used to keep you up the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. I hate the army and I hate the RAF. I don't wanna go fighting in the German Guild. I hate the seven savage blues. I won't open that bomb for you. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to keep you at the dock. Career opportunity, the one that never knocked. Every job they offer used to kick you out the door. Career opportunity, the world that never knocked. Career, and I never gonna knock.
That was Career Opportunities from The Clash. Up next, I have a song from Modest Mouse. Modest Mouse are an indie band. Well, I mean, they're not really that indie, are they? They're a band from the 2000s that I really like. And this was, I think it was actually the single from We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank, their 2007 album. This song's called Miss the Boat. It's another song about not knowing what to do. And I don't know. I don't really know what to do. I don't really know what to say about this song. Anyway, here we go. Miss the Boat by Modest Mouse.
Could we change the subject now? I was knocking on your ears, don't be you were always out. Looking towards the future, we were begging for the past. Well, we know we had the good things, but those never seemed to last. Oh, please just last. Everyone's unhappy, everyone's ashamed. Well, Well, we all just got caught looking at somebody else's page. Well, nothing ever went quite exactly as we planned. Our ideas held no water, but we used them like a dam. Everyone goes crazy over such and such and such. We made ourselves a pillar, but we just used it as a crutch. We were certainly uncertain, at least I'm pretty sure I am. Well, we didn't need the water, but we just built that good goddamn. Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced it our own wake. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny curtains open, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all them folks sitting, drifting around on bubbles then. And it was us that carried them. When we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.
That was Miss the Boat from Modest Mouse. Modest Mouse are one of my favorite bands, so I hope you enjoyed that song. Up next, I've got a song from London Grammar, who are a British group. They just released an album, I think this past year, or maybe I think it was this year, like this 2017. Yeah, Truth is a Beautiful Thing came out in 2017. It's a good album, but this song is not from that album. This song is from their first album, If You Wait, which came out in 2014. Anyway, this song is called Sights, and, I mean, the lyrics are more or less about, like, trying to, like, you know, asking someone where, what they're afraid of, and, how they're gonna get through life. And a lot of my friends, well, I mean, some people I know struggle a lot with, you know, just getting through day-to-day life in college, because it's a lot of stress, you know. Anyway, so this song is Sights by London Grammar. Hope you enjoy it.
What are you afraid of? I know that you are. Keep it in your sights now. don't let it go far. What are you afraid of? Making it better. Keep it by your side now, whatever the weather. Keep it together. Keep it together. What did you do? Keeping you up. Keep it together. Keep it together. What did you do?
That was Sights from London Grammar. And up next, I have a song, the last song, probably, that I'm going to play. Last song I have scheduled to play in this show. It's called And Now I'm Nothing by The Wonder Years off their album Suburbia, I've Given You All, and Now I'm Nothing. This song is like, I don't know, it leaves room for a positive outlook. You know, going forward, positive outlook, which is, I don't know, it's a good way to end the show. That's why I put it last. Yeah, so here we go. And Now I'm Nothing by The Wonder Years.
Just let go. that doesn't scare me like it did a year ago.
Alright, so that was And Now I'm Nothing by The Wonder Years. Off their, what year was that? 2012 album, Suburbia, I've Given You All, And Now I'm Nothing. I wanted to play Came Out Swinging, but the FCC would not allow that because it has swears in it. Whatever. That's another song off that album. Anyway. I want to thank you for listening. It's a good Wednesday, my dudes. Come back next week, 3 to 4. Maybe I'll have a better theme. I don't know. If anyone has any theme ideas they want to give me, or actually suggestions for songs or anything, you know how to contact me, probably. I hope. Anyway, so yeah, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Radio Clash, and I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. Hope you tune in next week. Have a good week. See you later.